Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day God is good. He's great. He's greatly to be praised. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. And we got a lot to talk to you about. God has blessed us in tremendous ways. Blessed us coming and going. He's blessed us through things, dangers seen and dangers unseen. Let me tell you something. God's watching over you when you don't even realize. When you don't even know it, he's got you. He's taking care of you when you don't even realize it. And I'm so excited about that. I'm thankful. I'm humbled by it. And I'm grateful. Yeah, I really am. We got to thank God for the things we don't even realize he's doing for us. We got to do that. We got to do that. You know, He has our best interests at heart. You know he loves us, don't you? You know he's given his son for us, don't you? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's a love story that we cannot even fathom. And I'm so truly grateful. I want to thank everybody for their prayers. I want to thank everybody for their messages of love and comfort. It truly blessed my soul. I thank you so very much. The homegoing of my brother Lee Slaughter. It was beautiful. It was truly beautiful. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you've done and all you've said and the prayers that you've offered for me and my family. Let me tell you how God blesses you and keeps you when you don't even realize it. When you don't even know that he's got you. He's keeping you even then. On the way home, I got on the plane. My family, my brother and my sister and I got on the plane to come home from California, San Jose, California. We got on the plane. And plane didn't take off. We was just waiting. And you know, you do have to wait because sometimes it's late passengers coming and it was no big deal. We still had to wait. There's no complaining. Sometimes you just got to wait. And we waited a little longer. And I'm thinking, okay, well, we just wait until they're ready. And the stragglers, whoever's running down the airport trying to get to the plane, they'll get there. So I had a magazine and I was just, or something, doodling. And then it comes over the pilot comes over the speaker and he says that we're going to have to disembark, get off the plane. Everyone will have to get off the plane. And there was an announcement that there was mechanical problems with our plane. First there was an announcement saying that there was going to be turbulence. You know, there would be turbulence. You're going to have, you know, turbulence is when the plane shakes and it's going through wind changes and whatever in the atmosphere. But I'm familiar with turbulence, but that was the first announcement. But then the pilot came on and he says, you're going to have to disembark and we're going to have to get another plane. Another plane? I'm thinking, well, this must be really serious. Yeah. Yeah. There's something, a mechanical problem. And it was a situation where the de-icing mechanisms of the plane was faulty or having mechanical problems. I don't know what that means. All I know is it's not safe. All I know is when you're in the air and there's ice, it has to come off, and there's equipment to make the plane function properly. I do know that. And if there's problems, those that work on planes, they realize that. So our plane had mechanical problems. Thank you, Jesus, for enabling us to step off that plane before we got up in the air. We did not have to have an emergency landing. God took care of us before we even took off. Nobody complained, at least I didn't, because you know what? God's got you. And if something is not safe, you say, well, Lord, you know the best. You know what's best. So, yes, he got us, watches over you through dangers, seen and unseen. And you know, I'm so grateful that he knows what's best for us. We got a word for you today, and I'm thankful that God is blessing on every side. I want to thank KJFF Radio. I want to thank them for being patient with us and being there for us, the greatest radio station. I thank God for you. I want to thank my dear partner in faith, Sister Pat. God bless you. I pray that you had a very happy holiday season. I pray that God truly carried you and blessed you, just as you were such a blessing to so many others. And all of our listeners, I pray that God continues to cover you with his grace and his mercy. And then, Lord, I just pray that you would bless those who have loved ones that have gone on, that you would comfort their hearts and then build them up and strengthen them in this season. Bless those less fortunate and continue to help us please you in our daily walk. Yeah, that's our prayer in Jesus' name. Title of our message today is, Have This Mind in You. Have this mind in you. You say, well, Pastor Donald, what mind? Have this mind in you. It's in the book of Philippians. Philippians, the second chapter, the fifth verse. Philippians, the second chapter, the fifth verse. Have this mind in you. We know Jesus is our example. Jesus is our leader. And he had this mind, and this is the mindset that we're supposed to have. Okay, are you ready? Okay. All right, let's go to Philippians, the second chapter. Verse 5 is our key verse. Second chapter, verse 5. This is in the New Testament. Philippians, the second chapter, verse 5 is our key verse. We always start with what happened before and then what happened after, so we can put it into some kind of context, okay? Let's just start with Philippians, the second chapter. We'll start with the third verse. Our key verse is verse 5. Verse 3 says, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Verse 4 says, Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Okay, and then here's our key right here. Verse 5. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Again, the title of our message is Have This Mind in You. All right. That's the fifth verse, and that's our key right there. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Okay. So what was Jesus' attitude? What was Jesus' attitude? How did Jesus feel about us? How did Jesus feel about the birth? How did Jesus feel about when he was born? Let's look at verse 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and maybe even 10. Let's go back to our key. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. So what was his attitude? Let's read verse 6. Who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. That's verse 7. But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Verse 8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Even death on the cross. They said that's the most excruciating death, the most painful death. Yet, he humbled himself. Verse 8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Come on, somebody. Yeah. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue should confess. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's our scripture. Title of our message, have this mind in you. Have this mind. Have this mind. Make your own attitude that of Christ Jesus. That's what it says, Philippians 2 and 5. Make your own attitude that of Christ Jesus. Attitudes, they don't just happen. We choose how we feel about this. We choose how we feel about that. Paul urged believers to have the same attitude that Jesus had. Jesus could have said, he could have not wanted to do it. And it would have been understandable. Who would want to do what Jesus did? Who would want? Jesus was the Son of God. His place was at the right hand of his Father, ruling the universe. No position could be more glorious than that Jesus held. No position could be more grand, more honorable. Jesus' relationship with the Father gave him the right to this honor. Yeah. But But Jesus chose not to. He chose not to hold on to this right. And I'm going to just, you know how, you know how when you really want to say something so bad, right in the middle of a movie, or you want to tell how the end goes, or you want to say something so bad, I'm going to just say this a little bit. I'm going to say it because I got to tell y'all, it's all about love. Come on, somebody. It's about love. It's all because of love. It's all, he did it because of love. Okay? That's just my thought, throwing that little dime in there, okay? Nothing, not even his position in heaven, was so precious to him that he could not give it up if his father asked him. His love for his father compelled him to make any sacrifice. His love for his father compelled him to make any sacrifice necessary in order to be obedient to him. His sacrifice, he gave up his life. He gave up his life. Remember, sin cannot enter heaven. The wages of sin is death. Yeah. Sin cannot enter heaven. There had to be a sacrifice. A sacrifice without blemish. Pure sacrifice for the sin of mankind. Had to be a sacrifice. Let's understand the story. Let's understand really what happened. Jesus' love for his father compelled him to make any sacrifice necessary in order to be obedient to him. So when the father required a spotless sacrifice for the redemption of humanity, Jesus did not cling to his right. Jesus did not hold on to his rights, did not cling. He didn't have to give his life. But he chose to say, yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll be that sacrifice. Jesus, he didn't argue that he should not have to suffer for the sins of rebellious creatures of the dust. You know, man was created from the dust. He didn't argue that he should have to give his life. He didn't argue that he shouldn't have to suffer. He did nothing wrong, remember? He didn't argue. Why me? Why should I have to go to do that? For the sins of people, for the sins of man, for the sins of these people. Let's look at Isaiah 53. Isaiah, let's go to the Old Testament. Isaiah 53 verse 7, it says, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Yeah, talking about Jesus. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. That's what Isaiah 53 verse 7 says. He didn't argue. He didn't argue that he should not have to suffer for the sins of man, of us. He did not. Rather, he relinquished the glory of his heavenly existence in order to become a man. He relinquished that. And he was born. Come on, somebody. Now, we got to know this. It's not about Santa Claus. He was born in a cattle shed. He slept in a feeding trough where animals fed. That was his bed. His life was spent preparing for the day when he would suffer an excruciating execution. Yeah. I'm going to say that again. His life was spent preparing for the day when he would suffer an excruciating execution. All of this he did willingly for us. Yeah. We are tempted to hold tightly to the things God has given us. We say, I would be willing to give up anything God asked of me. But I just don't think he would ask me to give anything up. That's what we say. That's what man says sometimes. That's what we say. Yet the Father asked his Son to make radical adjustments in his life. Can we not expect that he will ask us to sacrifice privileges and comforts as well? What if God called you to do a work? What if God wants you to serve? What if God wants you to go down to the areas where the poor, the needy, the homeless? What if God calling you to do these things? Can we not expect that he would ask us to sacrifice privileges and comforts as well? Yeah. If you find yourself resisting every time God seeks to adjust your life to his will, ask the Spirit to give you the same selfless attitude that Jesus demanded. Yeah, ask the Lord to make you just the way he wants you, to use you as a servant. And then when you ask him, then be willing to go, be willing to do, be willing to serve, be willing to give, be willing to give, be willing to give. Yeah. God called us to a work. God called us to grow up. It's not about selfish children's things. Have this mind in you. That's the title of our message. Have this mind in you. Make your own attitude that of Jesus Christ. That's Philippians 2 and 5. I pray that you would grow in your walk with him. I pray that your walk will be that of glory to glory, a walk of glory to glory, that you learn and that you grow just as others you've touched are growing and are doing better. I'm excited about what God has us doing. I'm excited about his work in our lives. He chose you to do the work, just like his Son. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. We're on Facebook. God bless you. Look up Donna Evans and Trinity Talks. Until next time, God bless you, and God keep you. It's my prayer.